It all began while sitting next to one another in elementary school. He was handsome, athletic, and smart. She especially liked the sparkle in his eyes when he smiled shyly. Mad crush, I say, mad crush. She lived on a busy dead-end street. Each house was brimming with kids. Fortunately, he only lived a few streets over and would often join the block activities. The kids had scheduled meetups on their front yards, where they tumbled and piled up on one another like puppies. Whenever there was a rumble scheduled, you can bet she was out there seeking those dark eyes. Basketball was another popular activity in the neighborhood. He loved basketball, and luckily, her house was the only one with a hoop just under her window. Even in junior high, she spent many hours peeking out of that window just to get a glimpse of him playing below. Like a typical girl crush, her heart jumped as she walked by his house on the way to school every day. She remembered the time they secretly sat in the family's VW bug holding hands. It was dreamy. Unbeknownst to him, Barbara Streisand's song, "He Touched Me," became their song. In the dark hours while in bed, her vinyl copy got worn. Obsessed in silence, her endearing love for him lasted years. Always bound by their shared childhood experiences, time marched on. Finally, in high school, he asked her out on a date, and a date was set. Just as quickly, he broke that date and never called back. Lives are full, families grown. Though thousands of miles separated them, business circumstances reconnected them over dinner one night. Excited and nervous, she awaited his arrival. He towered her and was still handsome and fit. His dark eyes had turned sexy. It was then, while breaking bread, they each took the opportunity to admit their significant mutual childhood charms towards each other. Vibrating from deep inside, with fixed eyes, they sat stunned, taking in this exceptional moment. Coveting memories well beyond playing basketball under her window and holding her hand, he confessed his historic love. The canceled date in high school was his biggest regret. Back then, he was just too shy to call back. She got away. Those innocent feelings are the kind that run deep in the fibers of our souls. They are responsible for the development of who we are as time passes. We never forget. The images are vivid and filled with memories that are either true or not. So rare a coincidence to hear mutual admissions from the person who captured your heart as a child. Something about that shared history connected them in the current moment. And completely out of left field, what started as a friendly, memorable dinner morphed into something quite different. Something still silently smoldering. Without explanation, the reciprocated truth linked them once again, capturing a secret part of them both. An energy that didn't resemble a childhood connection any longer, but a developed, intense, carnal one. He was no longer the shy boy holding her hand in the VW. At the table, with dogged determination, he reached for her hand. Invisible sparks flew. It was today, and they had found one another again. He wanted her, and told her so. They wanted each other. So, to satisfy this intoxicating attraction from afar, they became pen pals, writing provocative, wanting prose to each other. Coveting this developing rapport, their cravings flourished. Secretly, his dominant presence occupied her fantasy life. He began giving her erotic writing assignments to complete. Her personal orgasm story was first. Initially embarrassed by its private invasion, she decided to tackle it with the passion and the fluidity it required. One day, stealthily aroused, she wrote to interrupt him. Brushing aside the importance of his work, she proudly reported to him with her completed personal O story. Naughtily, she intentionally disturbed his train of thought, giggling all the while. At first welcoming, his writing tone shifted to annoyance. He wrote that her interruption was going to get her a punishment. Shocked and excited by this new twist, she held her breath at the keyboard. Was he serious? Did he really want to punish her? The possibility became fodder at bedtime, giving her saucy, stimulating scenarios to develop while lying in bed with her hands under the covers once more. It was no longer just her story writing that was exploding.